This is Do Wah Diddy Die, written by Pauline Baird Jones, narrated by Lucinda Gainey. Chapter 1. An ancient radio was scratching out a Sousa march when Fern Smith unlocked the door of the seedy hotel room and found Donald, posing in front of the cracked mirror with an AK-47 held at a military angle across his chest and a bandana knotted around his mostly bald head. His long, thin neck merged into plump jowls, making his head an uncertain rectangle, with wispy remains of his hair trailing around three sides. A hangdog expression adorned the fourth side. His puny shoulders were jaunty, and self-satisfaction gleamed from close-set eyes as he regarded the speckled image in the substandard mirror. Donald was neither tall nor short, though he could appear either, depending on where he belted his pants across his beer belly. So his attempt at Rambo fell sadly short of the mark. Fern pushed the door closed with her shoulder and dumped the sack she carried onto the lumpy surface of the less-than-double bed. When she snapped off the radio, her voice broke flatly into the sudden silence.
"I still think we should have bought the Uzi."
Donald froze like a deer in headlights, then spun to face her. He grabbed the bandana and stuffed it in his back pocket, then produced a wide, hopeful smile as he peered up at her, exposing the gap where his plates didn't meet his gums. Fern was a tall woman, narrow everywhere but the hips, with stooped shoulders and long arms that made her look like a caricatured bird of prey. Her muddy gray hair, as wispy as Donald's, was drawn up in an off-center bun. Her narrow mouth, having long ago given in to the force of gravity, sagged on either side of her pointed chin.
"Teddy said?"
"I'm sure what Teddy said had nothing to do with the price."
Fern's expression gave no quarter.
"If you hadn't let Artie lay out the hit."
Donald tenderly deposited the AK-47 on the dresser top, retrieved the bandana from his pocket, and rubbed his fingerprints off the AK.
"His tab, his call."
Fern's sigh was silent, but it ruffled the back of what was left of Donald's hair as she reached around him to pick up the photograph of the target. She studied the face. There was something about her eyes, something deep in the mysterious green slits barely visible beneath drooping lids, that made Fern nervous. She tossed the picture down beside the gun.
"His way overdue tab, don't you mean?"
With a dry
sample complete. Ready to continue?